Shoemaker Rake and Handle Factory by Beatrice Haskin Mottis. The hills of southern Schoharie County have many streams, and in the early days dams would be made to par water wheels for small industries. On the smaller streams were grist mills that ground buckwheat and rye flour and cornmeal, also carding and knitting mills, furniture making shops, cider mills, tanneries, and numerous sawmills as the country was growing and everyone was building. The mills were all powered by water wheels and operated only when there was sufficient water in the creeks. One interesting industry was the Shoemaker Rake and Handle Factory, on a small stream about half mile from the hamlet of Conesville on Champlain Road. Abram and Wideman Shoemaker and Roswell Freeze manufactured hand rakes and handles here from 1851-1875. This mill was powered by a dam and water wheel. One man in 1854 bought 24,284 broom handles at 8½ cents each. The great-grandson of Mr. Shoemaker, Lloyd Austin 1902-1986, told that as long as hand rakes were used, the Shoemaker rake was superior to all others. These were hand rakes for haying with wooden teeth. The day book of this operation shows all entries in lovely old-fashioned script, and tells of the day's work they did earning themselves $1 each day, bunch broom handles, work at rakes, dress logs, work dam, churn handles, hoe handles, horse rake teeth, hop poles, sawing timber, sawing horse rakes, sawing ox yoke timber, dig ditch, rake boughs, hewing timber for hunter, turning rake handles, and turning rake boughs. Another interesting item was making seethsmith. A seeth was a back-breaking implement used to cut the hay, a long handle with a narrow blade of about 2 or 3 feet. The seeth was actually the blade and the smith was the handle. It was also noted. 3 days shinglin' to wider layman's. Nearby down on the Menorkill, Lewis P. Mottis had a sawmill, near the present recreation field by the fire howl. Several entries told the shoemakers must have used this mill occasionally. Payment was made to Mr. Mottis for youse of sawmill one night, and youse of oxen to draw lumber. Lyman Snyder sawed out 41 fellies and 175 fellies. A felly is the rim of a wheel supported by spokes, that would be used by the several wheelwrights in the area. Another entry was cash to go to Massachusetts $4.93, possibly to deliver handles or to see customers. Some local people who bought rakes or handles were Daniel Mackey, who had a store in Gilboa Village May 26, 1852, 1 does best rakes $2.25, July 13, 1 does poor rakes $1.50. Other customers were Giles H. Phelps, a store in West Conesville or Menorkill, Bartholomew, a cooper bought half does churn handles, Simeon Bartley 4 candle .18, and Lot Tusley 6 mop handles .54. L.P. and J.W. Mottis, Rolly Phelps, William Frisbee, and Edward Lyman were among the customers. There are about 50 other names in the book. Polly Williams must have needed a handle or two as she is listed as a credit by spinning 15 rein 15 knots. Albert Jackson was a purchaser of large amounts in 1854. Between January 1st and April 17th he bought 24,284 broom handles at 8½ cents each. Jacob Smith bought 2 bunches of shingles and 177 feet of hemlock boards for a total of $6.54. Then, he worked 7 days in haying for $11.25 to pay off the bill. Earlier he bought more shingles, nails, spikes and lumber. Jacob Smith 1825-1883 was my great-great-grandfather, and he must have been building a house or barn. Occasional workers included Charles Duncan, George Gordon, Binay Beach, Bees, Richmere, Stryker Richmere, Walsh Brink, W.P. Rickmere, and Orrin Hulbert. William D. Hinman was hired April 20, 1870 at $20 a month. He took a day off from work to go to camp meeting at Gilboa, another day to attend a sale in Gilboa. Albert Hubbard was hired April 7, 1873 for $18 a month. Through the years, another worker was hired for $8 a month, and another $16 a month. Eric Muir paid his bill with 2 pigs. William Modest sold them 400 fish $4, 14 shad $2.10, cost to fetch up, 2 barrels flour $2, cash to pay for flour $3.80, to fetch up 2 sacks salt $2, 1 plow .38, to draw tub butter .40. I would say this was a trip down the pike to Catskill, taking the butter to be sold, perhaps a load of rakes, and returning with the fish, etc. Abram Shoemaker, to draw rakes to Catskill and fetch up 1 sack salt $7. Some entries are in shillings. They bought ash, hickory, basswood, oak and some hemlock logs from local landowners, Aram Humphrey, Win Rickmere, Rolly Phelps, William Rickmere, Nelson Hinman, Lyman Snyder, Cornelius Sherman, Riet, Samuel Mulford, Chart Travis, Margaret Shermerhorn, Jacob Rickmere, Jerry Humphrey, Catherine Patry, Rhodes Smith, A.W. Brand, and Jacob Lehman. Payments for the logs were sometimes $2.50 or $5. One entry was James Story 10 hickory trees and drawing same, $2.50. In 1859 Mr. Freeze moved a farm on what is now Beaver Hill Road, South Mountain. In 1875 the Shoemakers moved to Middleburg after the disastrous flood of early June 1874 wiped out their business.